The best way to appreciate your job is to imagine yourself without one. Unhappily, many working in the publishing industry know too well how swiftly this wry observation can become true. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. The best way to keep your job in publishing is to open your mind to new ideas, says Ted Hill, chair of the Digital Book World Conference, coming to Manhattan's Hilton Midtown Hotel, January 17th through the 19th, 2017. Education and awareness, Hill has written, are the keys to the effective adoption of new technologies and the emerging practices that support them. Ted has also written that those are the principles that have guided his thinking and rethinking for the Digital Book World agenda. For more than 25 years, Ted Hill has worked at the intersection of publishing and transformative technology. For DBW, he gets the opportunity to share not only what he's learned over that time, but also his optimism for the future. Ted Hill joins me now from his New York office, and welcome to Beyond the Book, Ted.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're delighted to get a chance to chat with you and to preview this coming January 2017's Digital Book World Conference, a conference that you are chairing for the first time in New York City. And Digital Book World, of course, has been around now for a number of years. But you've taken a fresh look at things and are doing a number of dramatically different approaches to the conference itself. And I guess we want to start with asking, in 2017, why a Digital Book World Conference at all? You probably have some thoughts as to the effectiveness of getting together at a conference in the first place.
Sure. Yeah, you made reference in your introduction to an article I wrote recently entitled The Best Way to Keep Your Job in Publishing, where I talked about some early experiences I had in my career trying to be successful and realizing that I had a very hard time competing with a number of the folks who were ahead of me in the baby boom and just wondering sort of, you know, how I'd make my own way. And I had some experiences where I realized that actually technology could put out of date some of the skills that my those folks a few years older than me held tightly to, and also created new opportunities. And, you know, when I think about conferences these days, I think a lot about two social psychology topics that I think most people are familiar with. The first one is something called loss aversion. And the second is a topic called confirmation bias. And I'm sure, like I said, we know one at least, not both of those. But just to quickly remind you, loss aversion is the deep human instinct to want to avoid losses of any kind. And in our careers, it takes the form of really resisting anything that tells us that the skills that made us successful today are perhaps going to be worth less in the future. You know, most of us think of our careers as building, and that what we have makes us more valuable, and we're going to get better raises and promotions and so forth. But, you know, the fact is that that's not always true, especially at a time of technological change. And so we resist deeply this idea that perhaps we need to do things better, or somebody else is going to have the skills we want. And of course, confirmation bias is the human tendency to look at the world around us and pay more close attention to the things that confirm what we have. You mentioned up front the value of having a job is confirmed by not having one, and I think that that's very true. It's very difficult for professionals who are deep in their careers to imagine that perhaps they might not have a job, and that perhaps if they don't do things differently, that might accelerate the process.
Right. And so the point of having a conference is generally this ongoing professional development. And so you've written as well in your blog that this is about catching up, keeping up, and maybe even getting a leg up.
That's absolutely true. And I know from the many, many people I've talked to, both in my practice and in putting this conference together, everybody feels that they have not enough time, too many emails, too many newsletters, too many things they need to track down in their lives, and that they're barely keeping their head above water. The phrase that I think of that I think echoes the experience for most people is the feeling that they're pushing a bigger rock up a steeper hill every day. And it's incredibly important, I believe, to get out of your day-to-day bubble and to try and find ways to engage in new ideas with new people, things that aren't going to be forgotten when the next email pops up in your browser. And conferences really can be transformative events for at least the good ones, for those who go to them, because they come out a slightly different person than the one they went in. And actually, many of our themes this year are targeted towards that idea of not just learning more, but also transforming how you do your work.
Right. And your approach to this is along kind of a tracking agenda. There are four tracks, each led by track captains. There are some new tracks that people haven't seen before, as well as the focuses on things that would expect sales and marketing and distribution. So tell us about these tracks and why having track captains is going to be crucial.
Sure. The first thing is the earlier versions, shall we say, of DBW, as we call it now, were really had a lot more emphasis on the vision, where's the business going, sort of what's, you know, happening in the grand scheme of things. And we realized that we needed to make the sessions more practical. There's still plenty of stuff for people who are looking to try and see down the road, you know, 2 or 3 or 5 years, but there's much more stuff that's focused on how you can have a better year in 2017. And to do that, we had to make the sessions more job specific. And that's really what's behind the track. We sliced up the publishing value chains into 4 key components. On the beginning, editorial acquisitions and development, which is mainly for editors and agents and authors. Then we have a track on production, distribution, supply chain, and operations issues. And that's, of course, for people in ops and production and so forth. We have a track on marketing and sales. Obviously, you acquire and develop the books, you produce them, you push them out to the market, you have to market and sell them. And then finally, we have a track on data and analytics and reporting. And of course, once you've been selling your titles, you need to understand what's happened to them and realize how you can either push your bets and your successes or cut your losses. So we really have 2 full days of programming for people who are specifically in one of those areas.
Right. And each one of those tracks is going to begin. It's going to commence with a State of the Union address from the track captains. And, you know, the president is usually going to say at the State of the Union is good. Although the the incoming fellow might tell you it's great.
I'm sure it's huge.
That's right. But what will we expect from those State of the Union remarks from these captains? I mean, frankly, the state of the book world and the digital book world is a mixed bag right now.
Well, you know, I think overall there's no argument that the state of publishing is strong, at least in terms of the great content that's being brought to market. Revenues are holding up and growing for many publishers, if not for everyone. So while there are winners or losers, overall there are certainly tremendous opportunities for publishers, and books are being deeply felt within the culture. So I think the canned line that every president gives, of course, that the State of the Union is strong, will perhaps hold up, but then they're going to really talk about sort of what should the agenda be for the coming year. And one thing that our track captains will do will summarize some of the key events of the past year, both news and industry events, but also some of the technological changes, and so that everyone who comes there with the goal of getting caught up and getting up to date will start on a common baseline.
Right. And we are speaking right now on Beyond the Book with Ted Hill. He's the chair of the Digital Book World Conference coming to Manhattan's Hilton Midtown Hotel, January 17th through the 19th, 2017. And so, Ted, who can we expect to hear from then? So you've got a number of really exciting speakers. There's going to be an opening keynote of a kind from John Sargent with his executive vision and the way he sees things as CEO of Macmillan and executive VP at the Holtzbrinck Publishing Group.
Yes, no, I'm it's the proud parent, but I'm just astounded at the program we've managed to pull together for this year. We will be starting off with John Sargent, and for anyone who knows him, he is someone who has both great intelligence and also a deep, deep love of publishing industry and culture. And with him, we're going to do something a little different. We're calling it 7 questions for Macmillan CEO John Sargent, and we're going to be reaching out to our DBW community and asking for their questions that they'd like to ask him. So he will be prepared to not exactly take questions live on stage, we'll get them in advance, but to address what people really want to know and what they want to ask of someone like him. And I'm sure we'll throw in a few ringers in there, things that may be a little interesting other than the general industry themes and so forth and what's next.
Well, indeed. And you've got something that is provocatively titled The Digital Decline by someone who goes by the pseudonym The Data Guy. And we have seen him speak before. Interesting fellow who got his start kind of looking at the numbers as regards independent authors and the earnings that they make. What's his contribution going to be?
You know, everyone who knows of Data Guy, or DG, as his friends call him, know that he is actually in the computer game industry, and he's a real numbers guy, and he's also a self-published author, and he goes under the pseudonym Data Guy just because he doesn't want to get hounded and pestered by other self-published authors who want his advice. But he works closely with Hugh Howey and some others to go and actually look at what is going on the Amazon sales lists. You know, Amazon doesn't share their sales data with the industry generally, and he has devised a methodology to go in and use the best seller lists as a proxy for unit sales and to back end what's really happening on Amazon. And one thing he's going to talk about is how, well, when you look at what's happening on indie published and all the self-published titles, and also looking more broadly in the industry, you'll see that, you know, perhaps sales revenues are actually growing quite robustly compared to what you might get from AAP Bookstats or something like that. And he's got a couple of other little surprises that he's going to show for folks. So it's going to be a different view of what's really happening in the industry. Is digital sales really declining, or are they moving around?
Well, surprises are always good at conferences, and I was surprised to see you've got Maris Kreitzman, who's the editorial director of the Book of the Month Club, speaking there. Surprising because, well, Book of the Month seems so old school.
It really does, doesn't it? But Maris has done a fabulous job of sort of reinventing how to engage with the next generation of readers. It's not just the old, you get the book every month, but it's really in some ways almost more like the kind of book clubs that people develop with their friends, although I believe there are celebrities and others who drive the selections. But that's part of a session called Old Models Made New, where we're going to be looking at Patterson's Bookshots, which is short fiction, and Serial Box, a startup which is bringing serialized fiction back. And it'll be certainly interesting to see how some of these old ideas have been given new life.
Indeed. And finally, one of the tracks that is new this year is the one for authors, editors, and agents, as you already mentioned. And you know, at Digital Book World, we expect to hear from technology vendors and less so from those on the editorial side of things. And among the participants is Regina Brooks. She's the founder of New York City's Serendipity Literary Agency, the largest African-American-owned agency in the country. Agents, they're the ones out there who really have to keep their ears to the ground and know what's happening on the content side. It's a very special group and maybe not so often heard at conferences.
No, absolutely. And agents, as you know, work very, very closely with editors. I mean, they really are flip sides of the same coin, except one is obviously a buyer and one's a seller. And the authors are happily in the middle, or not so happily, depending sometimes. But, you know, we really do need to involve editors and agents as the people who are finding the new talent. And that's what actually sells books at the end of the day. It's connecting great works with their audiences. And agents and authors and editors are obviously, you know, the vital component to having a thriving publishing industry.
Well, indeed, and as you mentioned, a vital component for a thriving publishing industry are its conferences, and Ted Hill is chair of one of the leading conferences in that publishing world, Digital Book World, which comes to Manhattan's Hilton Midtown Hotel, January 17th through the 19th, 2017. Ted Hill, thanks so much for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Great. Thanks, Chris.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center with its subsidiaries RightsDirect in the Netherlands and Ixis in the United Kingdom. CCC is a global leader in content workflow, document delivery, text and data mining, and rights licensing technology. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. I'm Christopher Keneally. Join us again soon on Beyond the Book.